Lift up your voice and with us sing. Sun, moon, and stars rejoice on high. Praise to the Lord of life divine. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. Praise the Father above. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia.
Welcome. You may have a seat. Just a quick reminder that tonight is our monthly prayer night. Please join us at 7 if you are up for that. And you're free to come and go within the time span for 5 minutes, the whole time. Whatever you need, the idea is to create space for just a quiet place of prayer, whether it's together or alone, whatever you need. So if you are free and want to pray. 7 o'clock tonight.
Thank you, Thea. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry, one of the elders here at Mooreville Lions Church, here with the announcements for Sunday, February the 23rd. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the Mooreville Alliance at shaw.ca website address. Our children's nursery and infant Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. Many of our home groups have started, and you can find information about them on the church webpage. Our new group is starting March 11th, called Grief Share. It will run from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Our next youth event is March 1st, sledding at Cardiff Park from 5:30 to 8:30, drop off at Cardiff Park Hill, and pick up at the church. Some people have inquired about water baptism, so we're planning to have a class soon. If this is something that you are interested in or want to learn about, contact the church office or Pastor Lewis. Today is the last Sunday night of the month, so like Thea said, we'll be having a singing and pray time at the church starting at 7 p.m. tonight. This Thursday night at the church, we'll be showing the movie Amazing Grace. The early start time is 6:15 p.m., as it is a longer movie, and there will be popcorn. Charitable tax receipts are out, which you will find in your church mailbox or at the church office. If you'd like prayer today, there will be somebody in the corner in the back to pray with you. Thanks.
All right, if you'd like to stand, we'll just carry on. I know lots of us have been struggling with colds and coughs and things like that, but the good news is God doesn't care what we sound like. He just cares that we offer.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, yours is the most powerful name, and no one else could unify people like you do. So we just thank you for this place and this service and all that you've got for us and all that you're doing, Lord. And we just want to say we are yours together. And it's in your powerful name, Jesus, that we do gather. We love you, Lord. Amen. Before you sit down, feel free to greet each other. Kids, you can go to Sunday school.
Good morning, everyone. We'll begin our time of common prayer here in a second. So for those of you who haven't been here before or have been here a couple of times and have wondered what it is we do during this time, we utilize commonly the Psalms, but we also utilize different scripture. And what we're doing is praying these words back to God, allowing them to shape us and to change who we are, and at the same time, use these words because we don't always have the words. And so this morning we're going to utilize Psalm 90 for our common prayer. And if you don't know, Pastor Lewis has been preaching through Daniel. And the book of Daniel takes place during the exile of the Israelites in Babylon. And so Psalm 73 through 89 lament the destruction of Jerusalem. And there's a supplication at the end of Psalm 89 that seems to go unresolved. But then interestingly, there's a turn. Psalm 90 is attributed to Moses, and it seems to be drawing the people back to recollect, to remember the time that they were in the wilderness without a temple, without Jerusalem, without a king. And they're in that position yet again. And so if you're in a wilderness, perhaps this is for you. Because Israel's most rich time with God seems to, oddly enough, be in the wilderness, when they were just following with hope, blindly through desolation, it seems. And so perhaps this psalm is for you this morning if you're in the wilderness. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, verses 1 through 6 reveal God's permanence and stability, thus inspiring our adoration. We are sojourners upon the earth, and though all seems to be in continuous flux, we adore the God who is our dwelling place, who was and is God from everlasting to everlasting. In these verses, the psalmist acutely reminds us of our own frailty and mortality in preparation for the time of confession that is to follow. Verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers. After the divine and human contrast of verses 1 through 9, the psalmist guides us into confession and repentance. Repentance means to turn around. And in this human confession, the psalmist boldly asks God to repent as well, not of wrongdoing, but to turn from his righteous anger, as if to say, somehow bring us into right relationship with you as our dwelling place once again. Our failure and our sin have provoked the living God who sustains our lives. And therefore, without kinship, without right relationship with our Creator, our days feel like a long, drawn-out groan and a sigh of anguish. Verses 7 through 13. For we are consumed by your anger. By your wrath we are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days pass away under your wrath. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only in toil and trouble, and they are soon gone. Who considers the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Confess your sins to Almighty God, trusting that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our unrighteousness. The psalmist intermingles thanksgiving and supplication in verses 14 through 17, thus revealing that supplication is not a request for things and possessions, but supplication is to have your desires transformed by the thankfulness that comes in recognition of the steadfast love of God. Therefore, supplication is longing for and requesting God's presence more deeply. Supplication is inspired by thankfulness because God has turned from his anger and turned our days from sorrow to joy, transforming affliction into blessing and death into life. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be manifest to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and prosper us for the work of our hands. Oh, prosper the work of our hands. Almighty God, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you revealed the way of eternal life to every race and every nation. Pour out this gift anew that by the preaching of the gospel, your salvation may reach the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we lift up a few names before you this morning. Kevin and Corrine, Lou and Harold, Diane, Ernie and Darlene, Ben and Marge, Judith, Gloria and Jerry, Corrine and Isaac. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. As your people, we with the psalmist wait and hope, trusting in your steadfast love, knowing that through your Son Jesus there is redemption. And now, as a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
All right, scripture reading this morning is from Book of Romans, Chapter 8, verses 28 to 39. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his Son, so that his Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. Nope. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
wait on my